You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 18th. Ladies in Russia, Belarus and Kazakhstan have had their frilly knickers removed by law. No, this is not to encourage more heterosexual sex in a follow-up to the anti-homosexual laws that are currently overshadowing this year's Winter Olympics in Russia. It seems that the new lacy lingerie law is related to restricting trade in foreign-made fancies, rather than an undercover attempt to dictate prurient panty fashion. The law prohibits gusseted garments with less than 6% cotton on health grounds because, they say, saucy synthetics don't absorb enough moisture. Women have been arrested for protesting the state interference with their personal space. They say they're not wearing it. Across geographical and political divides, a man has been arrested in Miami, Florida, for a 600,000 knicker protest. Local artist Maximo Caminero dropped and smashed a partially painted vase that was part of an exhibition of art by Chinese celebrity artist Ai Weiwei. In the Ai Weiwei installation, 16 brightly coloured vases were shown in front of large black and white photographs of the Chinese artist dropping and smashing one just the same. Mr. Caminero says this inspired him into a spontaneous act of protest about the lack of attention paid to local artists by Miami's museums. It's not clear why the vase is valued at $1 million, the equivalent of 600,000 British pounds, or knicker in case you were wondering. Perhaps it's because it was 2,000 years old, as Ai Weiwei says, or maybe the whole artwork is valued at that price because of Ai Weiwei's fame. Either way, don't say, "It just slipped through my fingers." Do say, "This is way, way too expensive." That's all for now, except to say happy birthday to my late father, who would have been 95 today. Happy birthday, Dad.